This is the NSEN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Have you seen the weather forecast? 2. Where did you buy your rucksack from? 3. Let's have lunch in the restaurant later. 4. I haven't heard from you in a while. 5. Why hasn't my package been delivered yet? 6. Can we conclude the project by Friday? 7. It's worth considering their proposal. 8. I've never visited South America before. 9. Tell him to email me the contract. 10. Is the delay going to be problematic?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Have you seen the weather forecast? 2. Where did you buy your rucksack from? 3. Let's have lunch in the restaurant later. 4. I haven't heard from you in a while. 5. Why hasn't my package been delivered yet? 6. Can we conclude the project by Friday? 7. It's worth considering their proposal. 8. I've never visited South America before. 9. Tell him to email me the contract. 10. Is the delay going to be problematic?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Bella. It's been far too long since we've had a proper catch-up. How have you been keeping?
Far too long, I agree, Andrea. Life's been hectic, as always, and balancing multiple responsibilities has left me utterly drained. What about you?
The same here. Work's been so demanding, and on top of that, I've been persuaded to help my sister plan her wedding. It's proving to be more of a challenge than I anticipated, and I'm really quite overwhelmed by all of it.
A wedding? That sounds like fun, but I can imagine it's also a bit of a headache. What part are you helping with?
The infamous seating plan. It's like tackling a diplomatic negotiation. Everyone has their preferences and no one is willing to compromise. It's exhausting.
I can totally sympathise. There's just something about weddings that seems to heighten everyone's emotions. Are you managing to find any time to relax?
Hardly. I'm considering the idea of a weekend away, just to escape and recharge my batteries. Speaking of which, didn't you mention a trip to Edinburgh?
Yes, in 2 weeks. It's been on my list for ages, and I finally decided to just make it happen.
Good on you. I've heard it's a remarkable city, full of history and culture. Have you created a detailed itinerary, or are you keeping it spontaneous?
Sort of. We'll do the usual sights, the castle, Arthur's Seat, maybe even a tour of Edinburgh Cathedral. But I also want to just wander around and take in the atmosphere.
That sounds perfect. A city break might be exactly what I need too. Maybe I'll follow your lead once things have settled down.
Yes, you should. A change of scenery always helps. I'll share all the highlights with you when I'm back.
Great. Next time the coffee's on you. I won't let you forget it.
That's a deal.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Bella. It's been far too long since we've had a proper catch-up. How have you been keeping?
Far too long, I agree, Andrea. Life's been hectic, as always, and balancing multiple responsibilities has left me utterly drained. What about you?
The same here. Work's been so demanding, and on top of that, I've been persuaded to help my sister plan her wedding. It's proving to be more of a challenge than I anticipated, and I'm really quite overwhelmed by all of it.
A wedding? That sounds like fun, but I can imagine it's also a bit of a headache. What part are you helping with?
The infamous seating plan. It's like tackling a diplomatic negotiation. Everyone has their preferences, and no one is willing to compromise. It's exhausting.
I can totally sympathise. There's just something about weddings that seems to heighten everyone's emotions. Are you managing to find any time to relax?
Hardly. I'm considering the idea of a weekend away, just to escape and recharge my batteries. Speaking of which, didn't you mention a trip to Edinburgh?
Yes, in 2 weeks. It's been on my list for ages, and I finally decided to just make it happen.
Good on you. I've heard it's a remarkable city, full of history and culture. Have you created a detailed itinerary, or are you keeping it spontaneous?
Sort of. We'll do the usual sights, the castle, Arthur's Seat, maybe even a tour of Edinburgh Cathedral. But I also want to just wander around and take in the atmosphere.
That sounds perfect. A city break might be exactly what I need too. Maybe I'll follow your lead once things have settled down.
Yes, you should. A change of scenery always helps. I'll share all the highlights with you when I'm back.
Great. Next time the coffee's on you. I won't let you forget it.
That's a deal.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, Jack. Have you had a chance to go through the agenda for tomorrow's client meeting?
Morning, Kezia. Yes, I've reviewed it. Starting with the budget proposal makes sense, but are the numbers completely accurate? The client might request a breakdown of projected costs.
Yes, the finance team verified everything yesterday, and I've gone over the numbers again. We've included a full cost analysis. Let me know if anything looks unclear.
What about the project timeline? I'm concerned that the client will want clear deadlines and might ask how we'll manage any unexpected delays.
We've put together a structured launch plan with key milestones. It's flexible but ensures steady progress. I'll send you the final version later so you can check it over.
Will you be presenting the project timeline, or would you like me to do it?
I was hoping you could. You explain these processes clearly, and the client values your analytical approach. Since they raised a few concerns last time, you'd be the best person to address them.
No problem. I'll go through the schedule this afternoon, identify any risks, and prepare answers to possible questions.
Perfect. We'll also need to send a summary report to the client after the meeting.
I agree. A summary will be sent by 5 p.m. tomorrow. I'll outline the structure of that report today, and Alex can fill in any details tomorrow after we receive feedback from the client.
Any updates on the presentation slides? Last time I checked, a couple of sections were incomplete.
Alex finished them this morning. I've read through them, but the charts will need some changes. I'll update them today.
Great. Let's meet at 3 o'clock to go through the main points and make any final amendments.
Good plan. I'll bring the updated slides.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning, Jack. Have you had a chance to go through the agenda for tomorrow's client meeting?
Morning, Kezia. Yes, I've reviewed it. Starting with the budget proposal makes sense, but are the numbers completely accurate? The client might request a breakdown of projected costs.
Yes, the finance team verified everything yesterday, and I've gone over the numbers again. We've included a full cost analysis. Let me know if anything looks unclear.
What about the project timeline? I'm concerned that the client will want clear deadlines and might ask how we'll manage any unexpected delays.
We've put together a structured launch plan with key milestones. It's flexible but ensures steady progress. I'll send you the final version later so you can check it over.
Will you be presenting the project timeline, or would you like me to do it?
I was hoping you could. You explain these processes clearly, and the client values your analytical approach. Since they raised a few concerns last time, you'd be the best person to address them.
No problem. I'll go through the schedule this afternoon, identify any risks, and prepare answers to possible questions.
Perfect. We'll also need to send a summary report to the client after the meeting.
I agree. A summary will be sent by 5 p.m. tomorrow. I'll outline the structure of that report today, and Alex can fill in any details tomorrow after we receive feedback from the client.
Any updates on the presentation slides? Last time I checked, a couple of sections were incomplete.
Alex finished them this morning. I've read through them, but the charts will need some changes. I'll update them today.
Great. Let's meet at 3 o'clock to go through the main points and make any final amendments.
Good plan. I'll bring the updated slides.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Welcome to today's debate on whether space exploration is worth the cost. Today, we're joined by aerospace engineer Omar Dawood. Omar, you believe it is a valuable investment. Can you explain why?
Of course. Space exploration leads to scientific and technological advancements that benefit society. Many everyday technologies, such as satellite navigation, have come from space research. Additionally, studying space helps us understand more about climate change.
That's an interesting point. But I would argue that the money spent on space exploration could be better used to solve problems, such as poverty or healthcare.
I understand that concern, but investment in space also creates jobs and drives innovation forwards. Space agencies employ thousands of people, and the research they conduct benefits various industries. It may also help us find habitable planets and new resources.
Don't you think that it's risky and doesn't always lead to immediate benefits? Missions to space can fail, and the cost is extremely high.
It's true that space missions are expensive and come with risks, but many breakthroughs in space exploration require time and effort. The same was said about early aviation or medicine, yet these fields have transformed our lives.
Many believe that space exploration is a luxury rather than a necessity.
I understand that. However, I'd say that exploring space has always been part of human nature. It inspires future generations to pursue careers in science and technology. More importantly, it ensures we continue learning and preparing for potential global challenges, whether on Earth or beyond.
While space exploration offers scientific and technological benefits, there are still valid concerns about the costs. It's an extremely complex issue, balancing the exploration of space with addressing Earth's challenges. Thank you for a great debate.
Now listen to the debate again.
Welcome to today's debate on whether space exploration is worth the cost. Today, we're joined by aerospace engineer Omar Dawood. Omar, you believe it is a valuable investment. Can you explain why?
Of course. Space exploration leads to scientific and technological advancements that benefit society. Many everyday technologies, such as satellite navigation, have come from space research. Additionally, studying space helps us understand more about climate change.
That's an interesting point. But I would argue that the money spent on space exploration could be better used to solve problems, such as poverty or healthcare.
I understand that concern, but investment in space also creates jobs and drives innovation forwards. Space agencies employ thousands of people, and the research they conduct benefits various industries. It may also help us find habitable planets and new resources.
Don't you think that it's risky and doesn't always lead to immediate benefits? Missions to space can fail and the cost is extremely high.
It's true that space missions are expensive and come with risks, but many breakthroughs in space exploration require time and effort. The same was said about early aviation or medicine, yet these fields have transformed our lives.
Many believe that space exploration is a luxury rather than a necessity.
I understand that. However, I'd say that exploring space has always been part of human nature. It inspires future generations to pursue careers in science and technology. More importantly, it ensures we continue learning and preparing for potential global challenges, whether on Earth or beyond.
While space exploration offers scientific and technological benefits, there are still valid concerns about the costs. It's an extremely complex issue, balancing the exploration of space with addressing Earth's challenges. Thank you for a great debate.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Welcome. Today, we'll be talking about time management. There are a number of strategies that can really make a difference in managing time efficiently. Shall we get started?
Certainly. For me, prioritisation is absolutely essential. You need to identify the most important tasks and address them first. Otherwise, it's easy to waste time on less urgent matters.
Having clear priorities helps prevent you feeling overwhelmed. It's also important to set specific, achievable goals. This gives you a clear plan for the day.
Exactly. Setting goals is essential. I also find that breaking large tasks into smaller, more manageable steps helps maintain focus and motivation. It's much easier than tackling a big, complicated project all at once.
That's an excellent point. Another key strategy is the ability to delegate effectively. Not every task requires your personal attention, and delegating responsibilities to other people allows you to concentrate on what's most important.
Absolutely. Delegation is often underestimated, but it's crucial. You simply can't do everything yourself, and entrusting others with tasks can save a significant amount of time.
And let's not overlook the importance of saying no when necessary. It's easy to overcommit.
I couldn't agree more. Time is a limited resource, so recognizing when to say no to additional requests is just as important as knowing when to accept them.
Precisely. And finally, taking regular breaks is vital. While it may seem counterproductive, short breaks actually enhance focus and productivity.
I agree. Effective time management is about working smarter, not harder.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Welcome. Today we'll be talking about time management. There are a number of strategies that can really make a difference in managing time efficiently. Shall we get started?
Certainly. For me, prioritisation is absolutely essential. You need to identify the most important tasks and address them first. Otherwise, it's easy to waste time on less urgent matters.
Having clear priorities helps prevent you feeling overwhelmed. It's also important to set specific, achievable goals. This gives you a clear plan for the day.
Exactly. Setting goals is essential. I also find that breaking large tasks into smaller, more manageable steps helps maintain focus and motivation. It's much easier than tackling a big, complicated project all at once.
That's an excellent point. Another key strategy is the ability to delegate effectively. Not every task requires your personal attention, and delegating responsibilities to other people allows you to concentrate on what's most important.
Absolutely. Delegation is often underestimated, but it's crucial. You simply can't do everything yourself, and entrusting others with tasks can save a significant amount of time.
And let's not overlook the importance of saying no when necessary. It's easy to overcommit.
I couldn't agree more. Time is a limited resource, so recognizing when to say no to additional requests is just as important as knowing when to accept them.
Precisely. And finally, taking regular breaks is vital. While it may seem counterproductive, short breaks actually enhance focus and productivity.
I agree. Effective time management is about working smarter, not harder.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.